Those songs right there were The Streets and Idols with None of Us Are Getting Out of This Life Alive from the new Streets album, and Grounds by Idols. I like Idols, as you can tell.
Shockingly.
Yeah, can't tell. Yes, and...
We are not alone in the studio today. It is. We have Rebecca from Scorpio Books.
Oh, that really hit that then.
Favorite time of the week. I'm not going to spoil the books in the intro, but we have 5 books today that I will say.
Yeah, we have. Exciting. We have 5 books. Yes,
and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, going over every single one of them. So.
No. Very brief. Yes, I take care of the kids section at Scorpio Books, and we have so many amazing kids books that come in. And I know school holidays are coming up soon, and people are always looking for things, and we get so many kids in the shop. It's fantastic.
That's
I
awesome.
Love that kids love to read.
Definitely.
And that their parents want them to read. Mm-hmm. And so this is just 5 little examples of some really fabulous books. There are 4 authors here from New Zealand.
Awesome.
Or who live in New Zealand.
Wonderful.
2 actually are from other countries that now live in New Zealand, but and 1 not. So the first one is called Mallory Mallory, The Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
I love
this
that.
This is by James Northcliffe. He's a Christchurch author. And we were to have a launch for this book a couple of weeks ago, but obviously we're not able to.
Yes.
But he did come into the shop and he signed every copy.
Oh, how good.
So, which is really fantastic.
That's wonderful.
The premise is that Mallory is a thoroughly awful child. She's a schemer, a liar and a cheat. She comes up with a plan to kidnap the Tooth Fairy and blackmail her for endless supply of money. Uh-huh. However, don't mess with a magical creature. Mallory is loosely based on
DT. As much as we'll say.
Yeah. Check out the cover on our website and you'll know who I mean.
As soon as you look at the cover, you're like, oh, that DT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't say the name. The next book is called is The Dragon Defenders. It's book 5 in this series. This is called The Grand Opening. James Russell lives in Auckland, and this series is amazing. Mm. He is so smart. It's an interactive book. So
kids
who are on screens all the time and you want them to get reading, this is fantastic. There's a QR code to download, or actually it's called an AR code. I'm not sure what AR means.
Oh, you use AR.
Oh, AR Reads app. Yeah. You download the app, and then the map on it, because the kids live on this amazing island with their parents, and the map becomes like 3D on the screen. And there's all sorts of clues all the way through where you... point the app at it and
they come
to life.
Oh, that's so cool. That's awesome.
So this one is the 5th in the series, The Dragon Brothers. This time, Paddy, Flynn and Briar are on the mainland because the volcano on the island is erupting.
Oh.
Pitbull kidnaps the dragons and plans to open Dragon World. And the kids are powerless to do anything about it until they make a new friend. Totally fantastic. And the kids love them, and pretty much, I don't know, 7 to 10, 12, I guess. Mallory Mallory is probably sort of 7 to 10, 12
or
as well.
Or 21-year-olds. I'm kind of interested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, I quite enjoy reading some of these books, especially for a bit of downtime.
Mm.
The third book is called The Length of a String. This is by Alyssa Brent Weissman. She's originally from the US, but the whole family live here in Christchurch now. And she's actually written 9 books.
Oh, awesome.
This is her 9th book. It was first published in the US last year, so now here in paperback. And the launch for this book is actually this Sunday at the library at Tooranga at 3 o'clock. If anyone wants to go, Alyssa's a really super person, and she'll sign your books for you if you like. And so this is about a girl called Imani. She's adopted, and for her bat mitzvah gift, she wants to find her birth parents. But then her great-grandmother, Anna, dies, and she finds an old journal written in 1941 by Anna when she fled Nazi-occupied Luxembourg and journeyed to New York.
Mm.
So as Imani reads the diary, she begins to see her family and her place in it in a whole new way.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So
that's really awesome.
It brings together sort of like 1940s with modern day and interacts those together. That's
fantastic.
This one here, I love this book. It's called The Unadoptables.
I love the cover art on that one.
It's pretty super, so isn't cool. It? Yeah. This is by Hannah Took. She's originally from the Netherlands and now lives in the UK. And so The Unadoptables, it's set in 1880s Amsterdam.
Oh, wow.
And five orphans make a daring escape from the little tulip orphanage. They're called the Unadoptables because they were left at the orphanage under outrageous circumstances. I'm not going to tell you what the circumstances are.
Oh,
you
have
to read the book to find out.
Goodness.
There's an attempted kidnapping, an abandoned puppet theatre, a make-believe puppet father who they create. The kids make this puppet father to keep the nosy neighbours at bay and also the Kinder Bureau satisfied. It's really exciting. I really loved it. It was super. And this last book is called Brass Witch and Bot, and it's The Rise of the Remarkables. This is by Gareth Ward, who lives in the Hawke's Bay. He's a real steampunker. He comes down to Christchurch sometimes, goes to the schools and talks about his books.
Oh, lovely.
This is pretty cool. It's set in Victorian York in the UK. Wrench is discovered as a brass witch, someone to be feared and killed. However, she saves a crackle tram from crashing and is recruited by the regulators, teaming up with Bot, their mechanical leader, in pursuit of the aberration threat. So it's probably for slightly older kids. I'd probably say sort of 10 to 14 rather than sort of like the 7 to 10. But really exciting, just incorporating what we know as Victorian kind of that steampunk modern sort of stuff with really good plot and really well imagined characters.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So those are the five books and were totally excellent, and there's millions of other books to
there read. Is yes.
I mean, what better gift than getting your child a book,
honestly?
Or bring your child in to choose a book.
It was the one thing my parents, like, if I wanted, like, you know, toys or games and stuff, they'd be like, well, you know, you can save up and get it. But if I'm like, oh, I really want to read this book, they're like, all right, we'll get it for you.
Yeah.
So they'd always buy me books. So I had a lot of them as a kid. And it's something nice when you're like, when you are a kid, you don't have stuff that's like, this is mine. So something about getting a book, it's like, this is my book and I get to read this and keep it in my room and stuff, you know?
Oh, did you have to share all your toys with lots of kids?
Well, I've got three siblings, so, you know, toys were fairly shared around, but books were like, no. You get my Percy Jackson when I'm done with it. Okay?
Yeah.
I will read it.
Yeah. Percy Jackson, so fantastic.
Oh, that's a great one.
Are you still reading all the others? Have you read?
I've read all of the Percy Jacksons and at least two of the spin-off ones, but I didn't fully get through them all.
Yeah.
But I read one of the first Roman one and the first Egyptian one, I think.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio today, Rebecca.
I've been like, oh my God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, no, it's just like, if you are listening and you are thinking right now, oh, what am I going to buy for my child's next birthday or whatever, then this is a calling that you should go to Scorpio Books and purchase a book.
It is. Let's do one last rundown of the titles and then we'll head off.
Brass Witch and Bot by Gareth Ward. The Unadoptables by Hannah Took. The Length of a String by Alyssa Brent Weissman. The Dragon Defenders Book 5, The Grand Opening by James Russell. And Mallory Mallory, The Revenge of the Tooth Fairy by James Norcliffe.
Woo! Bravo! Wonderful! All of these are available at Scorpio Books as well as many more, so make sure you head on down there for all of your book purchasing needs. Yeah.